This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Israeli forces pressed ahead with their air and ground bombardment of southern Gaza Strip, killing and wounding dozens of Palestinians, even as the United States and the United Nations repeatedly urged them to protect civilians. Residents and journalists on the ground said the intense Israeli airstrikes in the south of the densely populated coastal enclave included areas where Israel had told people to seek shelter. It was too early to make a definitive assessment on whether or not Israel was heeding U.S. calls to protect civilians in its renewed military operations in Gaza, the U.S. State Department said on Monday.
In the first few days of this renewed military campaign against the south, we have seen some things that don't look like the operation as it was conducted in the north.
Spokesperson Matthew Miller told reporters that Israel's targeted evacuations were an improvement compared to telling an entire city to vacate. The United States has urged it to do more to safeguard civilians. A former U.S. diplomat who spent two decades rising up the State Department ranks has been charged with being a Cuban spy, AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The FBI arrested Manuel Rocha Friday. The Justice Department says he'd used various high-level positions, including on the National Security Council and as U.S. ambassador to Bolivia, to work with Cuban intelligence against the U.S.
This action exposes one of the highest-reaching and longest-lasting infiltrations of the U.S. government by a foreign agent.
Attorney General Merrick Garland says the FBI learned of Rocha's Cuban ties last year and arranged for someone posing as a Cuban spy to contact Rocha. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Rocha was arrested on Friday. This is VOA News. Nigerian authorities said Monday a military airstrike targeting terrorists in northern Kaduna State erroneously hit a local village and killed civilians there. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says 120 people were killed in the attack, citing reports of its workers and volunteers in the area. Timothy Obuzu reports from Abuja.
Officials of the Kaduna State Ministry of Internal Security and Home Affairs confirmed the incident after an emergency security meeting on Monday. Authorities said the military jet was on a routine counterterrorism operation when it inadvertently bombed the Tudun village in the state and killed dozens of residents Sunday. The victims had gathered to mark the Maulid celebration, the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, that night when the incident occurred. The state government said Monday that search and rescue operations were still underway. Timothy Obiezu, VOA News, Abuja, Nigeria.
Russian President Vladimir Putin on Monday complained of deteriorating ties with Western countries, which crumbled after he launched a full-scale offensive against Ukraine last year, as he accepted the credentials of several new ambassadors. At a Kremlin ceremony, Putin swore in some two dozen new ambassadors, including from countries such as Britain and Germany, with whom relations have been especially tense during the 21-month-long offensive. For the first time, the UN Climate Change Conference, COP28, is addressing impacts on health at its annual meeting this year in Dubai, United Arab Emirates. Henry Ridgewell reports.
World Health Organization Director General Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus.
It's well overdue that 27 COPs have been and gone without a serious discussion of health.
Diseases like river blindness and sleeping sickness are spread through parasitic worms and flies, organisms that could proliferate in a warming world. Air pollution from fossil fuel burning kills an estimated 7 million people globally every year. Henry Ridgewell, VOA News, London.
The World Food Program said on Monday food assistance across Syria will end in January due to a funding crunch that had already curtailed its aid program in the war-devastated country. The organization said a record level of humanitarian needs globally meant its donors are unable to provide the same level of support. The UN food body says over 12 million Syrians were in the grip of hunger in a country that had already significantly cut aid in recent years. Find more at voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.